Down to 18 teams in the NBA because we've got two play-in games left tonight. Bulls, Heat in the East, Kings, Pelicans in the West, and then the field of 16 will be set for the NBA playoffs. It's BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, live coast-to-coast on the BetQL Network. Wherever you may be in the world, check that Odyssey app because that's where you can take us with you, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's free. Download it today. And also, how you can download us as a podcast. Anything you may have missed, Harrison Sanford's NBA angles earlier, an hour ago, Michael Leboff on the Stanley Cup playoffs just a second ago. Download it as a podcast wherever you get your podcast by searching BetQL Daily. A little bit of draft, a little bit of baseball later in the third and final hour when we hit the two-minute drill. Lightning bets before we wrap up as well. Alongside Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski, I'm Chris Mack. You can watch the show. Twitch.tv/BetQL. And we get into the eastern side of the NBA playoff bracket now, guys. Let's go maybe in order of how these series will start, because the 8-1 Boston against the Bulls or Heat will not start until Sunday. Pacers-Bucks also get started on Sunday as well. Let's start with Saturday's game ones and what we think of the series as a whole. We've talked about the series, maybe touch a bit on the game ones as well. And the first one will be 1 p.m. Eastern, Saturday afternoon in Cleveland. Cavs against the Magic. Interesting what Harrison Sanford had to say earlier. Like I said, you can download it on demand as a podcast if you missed it, about the floor spacing for Cleveland on the offensive end of the ball. And Orlando has not done much that's been very pretty this year. They've been focused defensively, though. And when they've been focused defensively, all they've really had to ask for on the offensive end of the floor is for Paolo Banchero to not even necessarily take over, although he's done that in a few games, but simply do what you need your star to do. And Banchero has been up to the task more often than not, Joe. I like the Magic in this series. We mentioned it earlier in the week. And I think they get off on the right foot in game one as well. Game one spread is 4.5 at BetMGM in favor of the Cavs. I don't think it's going to be a short series. I do think it will drag out. I think this will be a six-gamer at least. But I like the Magic in the series because Cleveland's looked very disjointed in the final third of the regular season.
Minus 190 as a series price seems a bit out there. Now, I do think that the Cavs should be favorite, but minus 190, as you just mentioned, given the way that they played in the second half, Cleveland, that gives me pause. I don't want to lay minus 190, even if I do like the Cavs for the series. Now, how they performed in the second half, losing record, they were awful ATS. I mean, they were failing to cover like two-thirds of the time after the All-Star break. But there was also reason for that. It was the injuries to a few of their biggest contributors, namely Donovan Mitchell, to start with. And there were a few different guys that went down and missed times. So you could understand it to a point. Of the three series in the East that we have set, probably my weakest opinion, but I look at the lack of experience on Orlando's side, and yes, they're very strong defensively, but I don't think they can match what Cleveland can do offensively, and that's my big concern there. In the end, if we look at, okay, give me the three most talented players, four most talented players, most of them are going to be Cavs. And I understand the bitter taste that they left in our mouths at the end of the season when they were clearly tanking on Sunday. Like that's what they did, which also I don't. So what do you want? You want to win one round? Is that what you're thinking? Because with their tank, they decided we'd rather face Boston in the second round than Miami or Philly in the first round. So I don't even know if that makes the most sense in the world. So I guess it's about winning a round. It's about getting more home playoff games for them. I think the Cavs win. If I had to bet it, I would lay a game and a half and get plus money that way. Cavs win in six games or less. So -1.5 is +110, just because they're more talented and they're more experienced. How about you, Aaron?
Man, I really want to lean Magic here. Both of these teams are pretty good defensively. I think this is an evenly matched series. I don't have a strong opinion and want to bet it like series prices. Maybe more, you know, look at props like scoring leader or something like that. It seems to be a little more wide open depending on, you know, who you think could win the series and go off. I think that's more where I would be looking. If I had to pick, I'd say Magic win it.
I like that. That makes me feel better. Aaron's on my side as far as the Magic winning the series. We'll get into some series props, series leaders at the top of the third and final hour here on BetQL Daily. It's a great point you make, though, Joe. The Cavs backing themselves into a second round matchup if they get past Orlando with the Celtics. Good luck with that. Second series to get started on Saturday will be Saturday night, 6 Eastern, the Garden, the Knicks, the Sixers. This series, we talked about it with Harrison Sanford an hour ago, should be fantastic. I'm going to caution this. Don't get your hopes up too high for some kind of 7-game instant classic, because I think the Knicks handle this with Joel Embiid playing on one leg. And this is not Knicks. This is not Knicks fanboy betting action here, because I've bet on them a lot down the stretch and leaned in on them. I just really think Jalen Brunson takes over at some point. I do. They've played well even without Julius Randle. Even once the Julius Randle news came down, they could have packed it in to a certain extent. They could be the team that backed into the fourth spot in the Eastern Conference. Instead, they stepped on the gas and they won the 2 seed, which means they won't have to face Boston until they get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And they look, with Jalen Brunson when he is on, like a team that can give Boston a fight, a nasty 6 or 7 game fight in the Eastern Conference Finals. And Aaron brought it up earlier in the week. OG Anunoby may be as much of a key to this thing as anything else. When he's on the floor, they're a completely different team, Joe. You can tell me I'm crazy. I put it in yesterday. You can tell me I'm crazy. I put it in yesterday. Knicks on the series spread minus 1.5. They're going to take care of the Sixers in 6 or less.
Wow. Oh,
the way you were talking, I thought you were going to say sweep. Like, you've looked past Philly. You're moving on to Boston already. Like, you're not even concerned with
past Philly, the task past at Milwaukee. Hand. We're in the Eastern Conference Finals, baby.
Yeah, you're not even worried about the Sixers here. You're not worried about Joel Embiid at all.
What is that, Trace?
They will lose a game in Philly. They will lose a game in Philly and maybe even both in Philly. But this doesn't go more than 6. Not with Embiid looking the way he did the other night. He's not even 75%.
Here, I don't disagree. Here's the question, though, as he gets more time. So what? He's played 5 games since the injury. If this is an extended series, I think it will be. Unlike you, you know, for maybe a gentleman's sweep, maybe.
Knicks in 3, baby.
I'm looking at a 6 or 7 game series. So if we get to that point in the biggest games of the series, now we're talking about Embiid being back 11 or 12 games. Don't we think we're going to see a different Embiid than we saw the other night? I kind of think we do. We will. So I would lean Philly, but what I like the most is I think this is going to be an awesome series. 7 games is better than 2-1 at +220. I don't have to pick a winner. As far as series price, I don't disagree. I know it seems kind of crazy that it's 2-7, but a coin flip between these two teams and the star power on each side, I love the series, love the matchup. And I think it's going the distance, and I really hope it does.
Man, Joe, I was thinking the same thing about Embiid. Like, just getting more reps. He went under on his props the other night, but I could see him getting going. But it's kind of like the Kawhi situation. I could also see Embiid getting – the guy's always injured, right? It is possible he could re-injure, and that could affect the series too, which really has me – conflicted, because I want to bet on the Knicks, but Embiid is just a beast. Like, he's one of those players that is just built different, and maybe he plays through it and maybe he gets some momentum going and can take over this series. So that's what has me a bit concerned. I might have to wait and see. You know, I feel like this is similar to how I feel about Kawhi and the Clippers. I feel like Embiid is just that wild card. I would not be surprised, like Joe said, if he gets going.
I don't blame either one of you for looking at Embiid and saying, what happens if he shakes some rust off and starts to look like Joel Embiid again? I go the other way. He's not getting any healthier. He's not getting any healthier. If he's looking creaky in the play-in game, what's he going to look like in game six of this series?
I mean, get
the walker out. Help him up and down the floor.
Stop it.
OG Anunoby.
He just won an MVP last season.
So ridiculous.
Get the diapers, the walker. It's over.
In all seriousness, though, I really do think he's not going to get any healthier. And I think that it's what leads to some serious problems for the Sixers late in this series. But I don't think it goes beyond six. All right, Bucks, Pacers. They start Sunday night at 7 o'clock. We've gone back and forth on this, and there's compelling arguments on the Pacers' side. There really are. Harrison Sanford made some earlier. Joe, you've made some throughout the week. But, Aaron, I look at Bucks-Pacers, and as much as I want to fade the Bucks in this spot, especially without Giannis, I don't trust the Pacers at all because they have not played consistent basketball since the in-season tournament before Christmas. I don't know if I have a bet on this series. I think it all depends on Giannis and whether he comes back during the series or not. Is this like a two-game absence and he comes back in Indy in game three, or is he out the entire series? But I don't trust the Pacers at all.
Well, yeah, the Pacers go as Halliburton goes. Will the real Tyrese Halliburton please stand up? And I kind of think Giannis will miss the entire series. I don't feel good about that situation either. It's such a bummer that all of these games are affected by their star players and injuries, it seems like. For me, I'm going to continue to fade the Bucks. I think Tyrese Halliburton will step up in this situation. I don't like what I see from the Bucks. I don't like that Giannis is banged up. I think it's bad. Just bad juju around this Bucks team. Give me the Pacers. I would blind bet them to the moon and fade the Bucks.
I hate the line movement that we've seen. It's crazy. It was like, what, minus 300, minus 350 when this series first was set. And as we've learned more and more about Giannis, I think Aaron's right. Who's to say we're even going to see him? What if they go down 0-2? What if they lose the first three? Is Giannis going to come back even if he could? I'm not so sure. I like Indiana as well. They handled
him. So here's the other side. Yes. Yeah. They handled it during the regular season, right?
When Giannis snapped. When Giannis was going off.
Yeah. So the other side of the coin is, and you make a good point, like what if Indy goes to Milwaukee and wins the first two? Like this series is over. What if it's what if they just hold serve? What if that's all the Bucks do is just hold serve, split at home, and then maybe they split in Indy too. Halliburton goes out and has a cold shooting night in game three or game four. They come back to Milwaukee for a best of three, and they haven't had Dame time yet. And Damian Lillard shows up for one of these games in a best of three and steals one. That's where I can still see the Bucks getting out of this thing alive somehow in a six or seven game series, even without Giannis. I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't bet on either side in this series because there's so many warts on both sides. I could see the angles for both, especially Indy that you guys brought up. But I'm not counting out the Bucks even without Giannis in this series. The final Eastern Conference series we got to talk about because, well, it's an Eastern Conference series that will be played. After the play-in tonight, which we've all decided we're not watching anyway. By the way, you can vote on that at BetQL Daily on X. You can vote
whether
you're
actually going to
watch these Friday
play-in
games.
There's a lot.
So far,
I'll be home watching these games.
Hold on. Let me check the results so far. After about, let's say, an hour of this poll being up, 64% of the voters so far, Aaron, agree with you. They will be watching the play-in games tonight. Congratulations to all of you. You're true D-gens, and we wrap our arms around you tonight. 36% say no. It's a Friday night. I'm not watching.
It's the NBA playoffs. We're asking people if they're going to watch or not, and like two thirds are like, "Yeah, I guess." Like that's not a strong argument.
If the Heat somehow get past the Bulls, Joe, can they give the Celtics any kind of fight? Like I don't see the Heat pushing it past five. I don't see the Bulls pushing it much past five either. Like this is Celtics all the way in the first round, right?
Oh, if it's Bulls, it's a sweep. And if it's Heat, it might be five. Yeah, that's how I'm looking at it. You know, another way to bet this stuff, we'll talk about it with some props, because there's so many different angles that you can take with these theories.
We've got a ton of player props and stat leader markets to look at the top of the hour in about 25 minutes. But we take a dive into the Western Conference side of things next, right here on BetQL Daily.